Several moose attacks occurred in Anchorage over the holiday weekend, and wildlife authorities are cautioning Anchorage residents to keep an eye out for aggressive city moose this time of year. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The two girls, ages 11 and 6, were playing in the street when the moose chased them. They ran to a playground to try to escape, but the moose caught them, stomping on the younger girl's back and arm, while the older girl was hit by some playground equipment. Anchorage police have indicated that the moose may have had calves in the area, but other reported moose attacks over the long weekend have wildlife managers concerned. The State Department of Fish and Game is cautioning people in the Anchorage area that late May is moose calving season, and that can mean that a cow moose with a young calf nearby can get aggressive. Jessie Coltrane is an area wildlife biologist.
Cow moose are very, very defensive of their babies, especially during this time period and about two more weeks when the calves aren't very mobile. So they will actively defend them and very aggressively do so. And every year we have people that are injured. Usually it's people that are out walking their dog or running or biking or something that are injured. And we've also had a couple of unsubstantiated reports of different groups of mountain bikers on the single track trails in Kincaid being injured by moose.
Coltrane says single track mountain biking trails new this year in popular Kincaid Park are attracting bikers, but can be hazardous when it comes to wildlife encounters. She cautions bikers to be vigilant for the next couple of weeks and give moose a wide berth.
Cow moose with young calves are not going to move out of your way, so making noise might not necessarily help the situation. But if you're moving quickly and you come around a blind corner and you encounter a moose at close range, there is a very, very good chance that she's going to try as hard as she can to stomp you into the ground.
No word from Kincaid Park officials on biker moose encounters. State Fish and Game Assistant Director Tony Cavalock also cautions anyone seeing a young moose calf by itself to just leave the animal alone. Even if the little moose appears to be abandoned, it probably isn't. Cavalock says cow moose routinely leave their calves alone while they go off to feed. Human intervention can disrupt the bond between moose mother and calf, too, and contact with a moose calf poses a danger to humans.
It's not a good idea to touch a moose calf. If there's some concern or the possibility that it's an orphaned calf or mother's been killed or there's some other situation, then the best thing to do is call Fish and Game. The other part of it is, too, is if indeed the cow has been killed or died to some other cause and the calf is in the area crying, that may attract bears. And as you know, we have bears in the Anchorage Bowl, too. And you're running the risk of possibly tangling with a bear.
Cavalock says the best way to respond to a lone calf is to just leave it. Eventually, the mother moose will come back to it. Fish and Game has the legal authority to designate moose calves as orphaned. Some calves taken into captivity by state game officials are placed in zoos in Alaska and in the lower 48. The state has permitted the Alaska Moose Federation to rear orphaned calves placed in its care by state wildlife managers, although the AMF is not permitted to capture any moose at this time. I'm Ellen Lockyer.